Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
It's on. I'm having kind of a weird feeling here, and it's a good weird feeling. Paul Alexander with you on the Fan Morning Show. I know Doran's on maternity leave, finally has a baby girl. Congratulations to them. I know it's been a while. Since October, I believe, right? Yeah. Yeah, I saw his wife not very much before. And the coolest thing, after having three boys, they didn't know. They didn't know until the little one came flying out that they had a little baby girl. And Dorn's now a girl daddy. So that's super cool. And Adam Crowley's just, who knows what the heck he's doing. He might even be drinking already. Would you think? On Christmas Eve day? He's going to be up late.
A little bit of eggnog?
He's going to be up late tonight, I would imagine, putting together toys and having some eggnog. Yeah. So, yeah. It's Christmas Eve day, ladies and gentlemen. And it's great to be with you. I wish we had some snow on the ground. I'm one of those guys that Christmas, you know, just doesn't feel Christmassy when it's, I mean, it's not balmy out there today, but it's not Christmassy either. I need a little nip in the air for me. And again, I'm sure people that, you know, hate the snow, hate shoveling it, hate driving in it, hate dealing with it, are very relieved that we don't have a white Christmas. But the most recent snow we had, I thought was a blast. It was so pretty. It was fun. My living situation now does not require me to shovel it. So that's a game changer in a very positive way. But let's lay some things out there that we need to talk about. We're going to be open phone lines all day. I don't have guests until the 9 o'clock hour. So I know that this is more old school, but guess what? I kind of represent that. I like talking to the people. I've always felt that my philosophy to this genre is I'm sitting, you know, at Charlie Borges's bar and some guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, what do you think about this DK Metcalf suspension?" And I'll tell you how I feel. Then they'll tell me how they feel and we'll go back and forth and we'll talk about it. That's what I like to do. So we can do that all morning long at 412-928-9370. Now, I also realize that we're some of the unfortunates in terms of we're working. You know, we got up in the middle of the night to do this. Hopefully you're still sleeping. I will not begrudge you that one bit. If you're someone that normally has to get up, and thankfully because of the holiday you don't, well then don't. For the love of all things good, don't. But if you're up and you're really peeved that that the suspension for DK Metcalf was upheld after one of the Buffalo Bills in a similar situation, you know, shoved and went after an Eagles fan 2 or 3 years ago. And there was nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. And you're mad about that because now, you know, we've experienced enough Steeler things over the last, you know, decade or so that even though it seems, I mean, the Steelers have lost 2-game leads with 3 games to play for the division in the past. I don't see that coming because, one, I don't see the Ravens beating the Packers on Saturday. And, two, I don't see the Steelers, even without DK Metcalf, losing to the Browns on Sunday. So those reasons kind of, you know, you're giving DK Metcalf kind of a rest. You're giving other guys an opportunity to maybe rest as well. Now, I think the Steelers would be very well served. I mean, you know, it was great to hear Aaron Rodgers in his post-game reaction to the, you know, the Lions win, which, by the way, we can certainly readdress anything you care to talk about that game because that was wild. That was absolutely wild. And one thing I felt a little bit, you know, justified, and I know what's going on with the mindset. I kind of understand where the team is and what they're trying to accomplish and who they are. This team has an identity, and that identity is Aaron Rodgers. And two things I said in the pregame kind of came to fruition. I said, I forget who I was talking to. It might have been Mark Cabali, who, by the way, he said if he wakes up in the 8 o'clock hour, he'll be available. But he's not sure he's going to wake up. All right, kaboom. Whatever works for you, dude. I mean, that's fine. But we were talking about, I said, hey, you know, the Steelers have been really good out of the locker room at halftime the last 2 games. You know, now they're on a 3-game heater, but they're 2 games prior. Their start to the second half was incredible. So, you know, the deferring of the toss is kind of the, you know, the cool thing to do. But my conversation with Mark, I suggested that, hey, if the Steelers should win the toss in Detroit, you might want to take the ball because you need to have the mindset that we know that explosive Lions offense is going to score points. So our mentality is we're going to score more. And that should have been the mentality. And guess what happened? I didn't find this out until after the game. I didn't realize it happened during the game. The Steelers did win the toss. And Cam Hayward's orders, his marching orders from the coaching staff was, if we win the toss, take the ball. And he was so programmed and so used to deferring, he just deferred out of habit. It's like now sometimes I was making the same drive, you know, for 15 years from my old house. So sometimes now, like, you just by, you know, rote, muscle memory, you do the wrong thing because it's something you've done over and over and again. So I love the fact that that was their mentality. They were going to take the ball. But Cam was like, you know what? I screwed up. And it worked out perfectly. It really did. They got the 3-and-out. I mean, and here's the other thing that I said. This game will come down to a very simple formula that always works in football at every level. I'm talking from Pop Warner to junior high to high school to college to the NFL. If you stop the run and you run it effectively, you're not going to lose the game. They completely shut down one of the best running attacks in all of football. I mean, they just buried the Lions rushing attack. Buried it. And oh, by the way, the Steelers had over 200 yards rushing. You're not going to lose that game, even though it was another like weird fourth quarter Steeler kind of we don't want to make it easy on our fans kind of quarter. Like, what are you doing? Why did that become a game again? Well, one, Detroit does have an explosive offense. Let's not. And Jared Goff, man, I mean, he made some bad throws, which I hadn't seen him do that much. I mean, really bad throws. But when he gets his feet set and, you know, he has weapons as well, he can deliver. And he did in that fourth quarter. But what a finish. What an absolutely bizarre end to a game. And the right call was made, but the official made it so confusing when he said touchdown first. And, you know, of course, even, I don't know if you saw the reaction at the Ravens game. They thought Detroit had won, which was what they really need to have happen to give them any hope at all to get into the postseason. But it was obviously an OPI, and the right call was made, and the Steelers won the game. And I listened to Joe yesterday, and he, of course, he's a very excitable human being. And, you know, I've always contended that you learn a lot about somebody when you play golf with them. And I've played a fair amount of golf with Joe. He's certifiably insane. I mean, I'm not breaking news here. I'm not degrading someone's character. I have a feeling, at least I hope, that Joe's well aware that he cannot allow himself to ever be psychologically evaluated, because he'll be admitted. And I'm not sure he'll be allowed back out. So, I mean, Joe, whatever happens, and they say we need to have a psychological analysis of you and, you know, what's going on, just refuse. I don't think they can legally make you do that unless you do something awful. So, and Joe's not the kind of guy that would ever do anything awful. So, yeah. But he's now has the Steelers winning the Super Bowl. Oh, no, to his credit, not winning, just going. Yes, the team that hasn't won a playoff game since 2016 is going to now win the Super Bowl. No, go to the Super Bowl. I want to make sure that I represent some of these great hosts here on The Fan appropriately. He did not say that they're going to win the Super Bowl, but he did say that they're going to the Super Bowl. And right now, as encouraged as I am by my new neighbor, Aaron Rodgers, who I'm telling you, and this is something that I don't think fans, I mean, I know fans now have so much available to them in terms of information. I do. And I know that, you know, you guys dig deep. You guys read a lot. You know, you really do. And we have the most knowledgeable fan base, I think, in all of the NFL. I think you folks are astute football fans. But I don't think there's ever been a quarterback in my lifetime that before the ball is snapped has a better feel for what the opposition is doing than Aaron Rodgers. And if you haven't seen the clip of the Gainwell pre-snap situation, go wide. I mean, it was obvious. And, you know, and the other guy, another guy that was pretty good pre-snap but not nearly as good after the snap was Tony Romo. Tony Romo pre-snap was a great quarterback. He just wasn't a great quarterback after the snap. He was a good one, but not a great one. But he said, Gainwell's going to have a linebacker. He said that right when Aaron was going, go wide. And then he just threw it out there because Gainwell had a linebacker on him. It was a mismatch. And that's when football is broken down in its easiest, you know, form, that's all you're trying to create. And you want a mismatch. You want either a safety that's too small to cover your tight end. You want a linebacker that's too slow to cover your running back or your tight end. And you want to make sure, and this is Arthur Smith's job, you have to make sure that either through motion or through, you know, formation, or through previous plays, or through play action, you have to set those things up for your team. And that's when we talk about the coach's job is to set up the best situation for your team. You want to get the mismatches in your favor, and then it's up to your guys to execute it. And sometimes there's a bad play call. More often than not, if you have good coordinators, more often than not, either you're losing your one-on-one battles, you know, the line isn't protecting well enough for the play to form and for the play to get together and for the play to happen, or, you know, you just don't execute properly. You don't execute well enough. So my point is, at 42 years young, and another clip you need to see is, you know, when Rodgers scrambled out of bounds and, you know, beat the linebacker to the spot to get out of bounds without getting hit. Helps the guy up or tries to, and the guy's like, yeah, you know, I don't need you. And he goes, what? You don't want my help because I'm 42 and I'm faster than you? Is that why? Because a 42-year-old is faster than you? I couldn't have loved that any more than I did. And I don't know what your preconceived notions were about Aaron Rodgers becoming a Steeler. He has exceeded all of my expectations in terms of being a teammate, just being a guy. I mean, he's a guy. And in that locker room, just look what he's done for guys like Gainwell and other guys. Like, they love him. I mean, this guy is top five all time. There is no question about that as far as NFL quarterbacks go. And I didn't really know what to think because, you know, the Fields, you know, Russell Wilson thing, that was a, you know, it was kind of bleh. I mean, there were moments that looked good. You know, I remember the game winner against Washington with Russell Wilson and some other moments, and Fields gets off to the 5-1 start. But, you know, in the Dallas game, I also made the observation that there is no way in the world that Justin Fields can be an NFL quarterback because one of your jobs, granted, outrunning the opposition, that's a great quality to be any quarterback at any level. But if you can never deliver the ball on time and on target, you're not going to last. And his whole career, even as a first-round pick, and here's a guy that when you're putting a quarterback together, you know, on the computer and you're, you know, you're putting size, arm strength, speed, all the kind of things that you want to have in your quarterback, Justin Fields has all of it, every bit of it. And here's the part that's so hard for me to even say this, is that Justin Fields has unbelievable character. He is a great human being. He's a guy that you want to root for, a guy that you want on your team. But let's get back to the point that I was trying to make. If you can't deliver the ball on time and on target in the National Football League, you're not going to last. And he's not going to last. He's just not. Even in the perfect system and the perfect situation, he's not the guy that can deliver it on time and on target. Another guy that got exposed that, you know, we got a little crazy excited about. And I also, and again, I'm patting myself on the back a little bit because I love this game and I study it. And I've been around enough people that I learn from to teach me more and more about the game. When you talk about defense with Dick LeBeau, which I had the opportunity to do many times, you learn. I was around a lot of people that taught me a lot of football. And I'm a sponge when I'm around the people that really understand the game. So when everyone went a little crazy about Duck Hodges, I mean crazy, they were, let's go. I just went, this isn't going to work. And I was seeing it right here. I was doing Steeler post game at that time like I'm doing now. And I said, I'm loving this kid because when he got cut originally by the Steelers and then they called him back, they asked him what he'd been up to. He was on a bender with his buddies. That's where he was after he got cut. And I'm like, I freaking love this guy. This is my kind of man. You know, you get cut from the NFL. You know what you got to do? You got to refocus. And like, but you go on a bender with your buddies. That's what you do, and that's what he did. And that's why I love and will always love Duck Hodges. He didn't have the arm strength. And that was so sad to me because once the NFL knows that you don't, you cheat so unbelievably bad on defense. You just let your guy get behind you because you know why? The ball's not going to get there before you. Defensive backs have unbelievable closing speed. That's why they're defensive backs in the NFL. And Duck simply didn't have the arm strength. I mean, he put up unbelievable numbers at a lower level of football because his smarts, his ability to know how the offense is supposed to work. And when a guy's wide open, he can get him the ball. But, you know, the tight windows that you have to throw in the NFL, no, again, it's about on time and on target. The ball was not going to be on time coming out of Duck Hodges' arms. And that, his arm, it just wasn't going to happen. And Justin Fields is never going to figure out how to throw the ball on time and on target. That's why a guy like Tom Brady, who may be among the worst athletes among great quarterbacks, I mean, as far as his, you know, his 40 and his time, although the arm strength is good, and obviously the accuracy is unbelievable, but you know what Tom Brady always did, much like Aaron Rodgers, great pre-snap recognition of what's going on, what the defense is trying to do and what they're going to do, studied film like a madman, worked his butt off, you know, put all the right things in his body, became the best athlete he could be, which wasn't a great one, but a good one. But he did something that all NFL quarterbacks need to do to be great. The ball was on time and on target. And when you have a guy, you know, like a Malik, or I mean, I can go on and on. The reason that the first round draft picks don't make it as quarterbacks, the ball's not delivered on time and on target, period. The little swing passes to the running back has to lead them perfectly because he has to make one guy miss. And you have to reach back for the ball. Guess what? The one guy ain't missing. He's going to put you into the ground. No, that ball has to be thrown perfectly, a little rainbow out to the back, out of the backfield, so he can catch it in stride and make that first guy miss. And watch what the great ones do. All right. Little football 101 for you here early on The Fan. Charles, you're going to have an update for the people. And we'll come back. The phone lines are open at 412-928-9370. Your reaction and your feel on the DK Metcalf situation. The guy made a horrible, horrible decision. I'll tell you that. And it may burn him badly. We'll explain that when we come back on the Fan Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Welcome back, Fan Morning Show. Pavel Alexander in for the guys. Charles Borges on the other side of the glass. After a long night of slinging cocktails, he manned up. He got in there on time. I'll tell you what. I guess I follow Will Howard on Insta. It's good to be the quarterback. Young people out there, if you love football and you want to be anything, be the quarterback if you can. Oh, my goodness.
Or.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Just see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Be the quarterback.
Oh, that's what you were talking about.
Ask Brent Musburger if you should be the quarterback.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Leave that at that. We're open for business all morning long. A lot to talk about, including the suspension being upheld on one DK Metcalf, and Bob in North for Sales wants to talk about that. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Paul. Happy holidays to you and your family, first off.
Same to you, and let's have a very merry one, okay?
Yes, exactly. Hey, what has surprised me about all this with DK Metcalf is, first off, what he did was absolutely wrong, and I'm not going to defend him on that.
Cannot. You can't.
But has the Detroit Lions or the NFL come out about this individual, about whether through the years, or he's been known to act like this. Have they conducted any investigation or any statement about his their fan policy statement?
And they're still refusing to do anything about this clown. They know who he is. His name's Kennedy is his last name. He was as a Seattle Seahawk. DK Metcalf made it known that this guy is absolutely, you know, well beyond the parameter of what's permitted as a fan. I mean, this guy is a clown. And then there's video of him walking back up the steps saying, that was my goal. He wanted DK to hit him or do something stupid, and he won. This clown, Kennedy, won. And you know what? As much as you're going to be upset, and there was a situation, you know, a Buffalo Bill, you know, pushed a Philadelphia Eagle fan a couple years ago, and a lot of people are like, why didn't they do anything? Well, it didn't get on camera. It wasn't part of a telecast. It wasn't a big part. I mean, we have Tracy Wolfson breaking it down. That was a big deal. Tony Romo's like, uh-oh, that's trouble, you know. They were afraid that he might even get, you know, kicked out of the game at that point after doing that. And here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line, Bob. When you're playing in the NFL and you're playing in a football game and you take time out of your, you know, your focus to go interact with a fan, you've already failed. You've already messed up beyond belief. And I guarantee you, well, I can't guarantee you because you never know exactly what the Steelers are going to do, but I would now have a security person behind that bench seeing if anyone starts heading toward the stands, you go, whoa, get back on the sideline. What are you doing?
Exactly.
Get back to where you belong. What are we doing? And that, you know, the fact that it's guaranteed money, you know, is now, you know, up for grabs. I mean, it's no longer guaranteed because every contract has a clause where if you're suspended and miss a game for something that was, you know, your fault, your behavior, we're not guaranteeing your money anymore. Now, if he's a good boy and a good performer and the Steelers keep him, well, then he'll get all his money. He'll get the $150 million or whatever he's owed. However, if they, you know, see he loses a step, he can't hold on to the ball, he has another transgression or another problem, they can cut him without giving him a dime.
Exactly. One final thing, Paul. What has upset me more than anything else about this, everybody wants to applaud this fan, but do they realize how they've ruined it for parents and kids that go to an NFL game and think that maybe they can get an autograph and engage a kid? You know what? Professional teams now are going to be hands-off. Don't get involved. Go right to the locker room and keep quiet.
Well, I think, Bob, and thanks so much for the call, and happy holidays to you. DK Metcalf knew this guy was a problem. He had an interaction with him in a prior situation when he was with Seattle in Detroit. And you go get more? And there was a caller, I think, with a PM team yesterday. Pretty sure. A gentleman called, and someone, you know, he was out, you know, with his wife and in a car, and, you know, someone, you know, threw a racial slur at him, and he pulled the car over and he was trying to get out of the car, and his wife held him back. He said, you're not going out there. You're not leaving this car. And he said, man, that's how I imagined DK felt. And he was going to go take care of business. And thankfully, you know, he said his dad taught him at a young age that, you know, When you let emotion be the driver of anything you do, it's going to really cause some major problems. You need to have emotion be the caboose, and reason has to be the, you know, the engine. You know, I mean, what a great lesson that, you know, his wife said, you have three kids at home. What the heck are you doing? And he just stopped in his tracks and said, you're right. You're right. But all of us have something, you know, triggers, they call it now, you know, if you're into that kind of thing. There's triggers that set people off. And once you get into a state of rage, you're not really listening to reason at that point. But DK seemed kind of calm and collected, yet he was still over there with a fan. Horrible decision. And Mike Tomlin said it right. He said, I don't condone what he did. I just support him. Okay, that's fair. It's like when you have a kid that does something stupid, you don't condone the act. You just say, I support him. Let's go to Rob in West Mifflin. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how you doing, man? Good
Never morning. Better. How you doing?
Oh, man, outstanding, man. Outstanding. On my way to work, man. Get this little 8 hours in real quick.
Let's go. Get it out the way.
Yeah, but I understand everybody's opinion on this, man. DK is dead wrong, 1,000% wrong. You got your family, first of all, the team, everybody, you know, depending on you. You worked all your life, man, to get to this point, man. Like, oh, my goodness, you can't throw this away over no clown in the stands.
Correct. How can he get into your head? How can you let this clown with blue hair, who's already done it once when you were a Seahawk, he should be ignored, immediately ignored, done. Or go right away and say, listen, there's that clown. He's back. Don't tell security. Tell Steelers have plenty of people on that bench that aren't there playing in the game. They're there just to support the team. Tell somebody, hey, go get security and get that guy out of here. Period.
Yeah, that's it. That's the bottom line. That's, like I said, I'm definitely not supporting what he did. You know, but NFL, for y'all to uphold the two games, like, I'm like all these other guys did the same thing, man.
But it wasn't on camera. That's everything. Think about Ray Rice. Think about Ray Rice. Think about all the domestic situations NFL players have been involved in. Nothing too serious happens unless there's a video. And once that video's out, the NFL's going to make a big, big, you know, for instance, out of the situation. Hey, this is not permitted. We don't do this. We don't interact with fans. We certainly don't touch fans. We don't hit fans. That's why they had to uphold the suspension, because that is not tolerated.
Hey, Paul, one more thing, man. Lamar Jackson was on camera. I seen it live. I know the guy reached out to fans, but Lamar Jackson jumped in with two hands. I mean,
but see, once, and I think they made it, I think, and again, there's a lot of gray area here. I get that. But once you're in the arena as a fan, you know, pretty much the fans can do whatever, or the players can do whatever they want.
So
that's the way that rolls.
So it's okay to retaliate, then, if they.
If he's on the field, if that blue-haired clown somehow made it out of the stands onto the field of play, the guy's fair game. 100%.
Okay.
And that's kind of where it gets a little different. Rob, have a great day at work. Have a very Merry Christmas, and God bless you, my friend. Have a great day.
Same to you and your family, man.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Let's get to Jim before the break. Jim's from the Ville, known as Monroeville. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
Thank you for taking my call this morning. Happy holidays to all.
Same to you.
You know, I'm with pretty much everybody else, it seems. This is on DK. You're a professional. You're a $150 million receiver. And you know what upsets me about all of this? It's not the two-game suspension, because I think the Steelers can win out still. What upsets me is all season long, all we've talked about was we need another receiver. We need a number two. No, we need a number one receiver. And what I mean by that is not just a guy that can come in and put up, you know, Antonio Brown-type stats, but I'm talking a leader on and off the field. Okay, DK doesn't lead the team in receptions. It's in his contract, apparently, about his behavior. So this is just a dumb move. But, no, this team still needs a number one receiver, because I'm sorry, I don't care what that contract, I don't care what the value is. This guy's not a number one. I think he's a number two. We still have an issue there. And, I think we can still win out against Cleveland and Baltimore. And I'll hang up and take your thoughts.
All right, Jim. DK, prior to yesterday or prior to Sunday, no one had any problems with him being the number one receiver. And he's been a model citizen, a model teammate. He plays hard. He's had a couple of drops here and there. But I have no problem with him being called a number one receiver. All right, Tony, hang in there. I got to get to an update with the gorgeous one, Charlie Borges. And then we'll be right back. We're going to open up these phones all day long. 412-928-9370. A lot going on. Steelers on the verge, as Mike Tomlin put it, on the verge of clinching the AFC North. Are they going to do it? We'll talk about it right here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. But how about a little text line here for you right now? South Hills Kia in Peters Township, they provide our fan Twitter. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Remember, not a .com, a .net. Text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, it's not Adam or Doran or even Harry Callis. It's Paul Alexander and the gorgeous one, Charlie Borges. And we're happy to be here with you. Let's check in with Danny. He's calling in from White Oak. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
You know, I've never been better, Danny. Thanks so much for asking.
I'm in my work truck, so maybe a little loud. I'll talk loud.
Nah, we're good. I can hear you loud and clear. We're good.
Right. Well, listen, first of all, it's what a treat to have you on the radio. I just always harken back to the morning show when you're on, and I miss listening to you every day. You are truly one of my favorite, if not now since Dan Severn's gone, my favorite sports guy to listen to. I just love me some Paul Alexander.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you.
Thanks. I just want to say, look, it's so obvious. Of course, everyone knows DK was wrong. That's not any breaking news. I'm just so glad when the last caller was saying, like, hinting that he was a problem off the field. He's not a number one. I'm glad you didn't fall for that. The guy's a number one. He wasn't a problem off the field. He's a model citizen. As far as the contract goes, he didn't throw everything away. I mean, the fine's like fining me $1,000. It'll hurt a little bit, but not much.
Yeah, half a mil's going to sting a little bit.
Yeah, I get it. But, you know, it's not like all of a sudden, like, the Steelers are going to write him out and take back the money and all that. As long as everything's going the way it's going, the Steelers aren't going to do that, because then other players wouldn't want to sign here, first of all. And, I mean, there's no – if you go past this prologue, DK hasn't been a problem in the past.
No, he's a solid citizen. He's been a good guy, and he's a good teammate.
Right.
There's no question about that.
So he's still getting all his money. There's no, you know, oh, he threw it all away. No, he didn't throw it all away. Look, it was a shame. It was an embarrassment. It's over, man. I mean, I just hope and pray with the momentum that the Steelers had on the field that keeps going. I hope some of these other receivers like Skowronek, you know, maybe step up a little bit and get the spotlight. Like,
We just need to keep
It's time to see Roman Wilson do something. I mean, this guy's been a healthy scratch for the last couple of weeks. Skoranek, unfortunately, has a broken hand. He's still doing a great job on special teams, but I don't think he's going to be filling in at wide receiver with a broken hand.
You're right about that, Paul. I forgot about that. But it's more to me about the on the field than off the field and the money and all this. Like, man, I just want this momentum to keep going. I haven't had these feelings about the Steelers in a decade.
It's been a nice three-game run, and I do hope it continues. And, Danny, thank you so much for the kind words. Have a very Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you. You too, Paul.
All right, take care. Danny in the work truck getting out there and getting after it. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, let's get to what a perfect day to go to someone in New Bethlehem. Trevor in New Bethlehem. Happy Christmas Eve day, Trevor.
Hey, Merry Christmas. I appreciate you taking the call. I've been thinking a lot about the DK situation. Obviously, ultimately, what I think the NFL is just making sure that DK holds himself accountable for what happened with good reason, right? That should have never happened. But I think everybody in the situation needs to be holding themselves, taking ownership of that. As far as the NFL, like, hey, how could we have prevented this? The Steelers, how could we have prevented this?
Correct.
Lions Stadium, how could we have prevented this? And DK also, obviously, he's at the forefront of that. He needs to do the same thing. But if not everybody in that situation takes full ownership, it's an ugly situation. So just my two cents on it. I think
no, that's very solid. And the fact that this guy's a known offender and that he had a run-in with DK last year when he was with Seattle in Detroit, this guy should not ever be in an NFL game again. And the fact that they have him on tape running up the steps going, that was my goal. Yeah, this guy has to be eliminated from all future NFL games.
Yeah, absolutely.
And no Steeler should ever leave the bench again and head toward the stands, ever, for any reason.
Yep.
I mean, unless it's your wife and kids, just stay the hell away from the fans. Come on.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you for taking the call.
Trevor, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you very much. The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're going to have those of you that are old school Fan Morning Show peeps, the 9 o'clock hour, we have a very fun and special guest. In the meantime, here's Greg in Youngstown. Greg, what's happening?
Hey, not much. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir.
I blame the NFL, the Lions, and the Steelers, and I'll tell you why. You have no security on these sidelines. There is, like, no security at all. Okay, what if this guy pulled a knife on DK and stabbed him? The one cop just looked at him walking over there.
Well, hopefully you're not getting into the stadium with a knife. They do take there is security that would prevent that from happening.
Well, all the stuff that's going on in this country, and there is no security on that sideline. This is a trillion-dollar industry. They can't pay security. I'm talking about guys who can handle a football player if they're going to go towards somebody. This was ridiculous. I blame the NFL because why aren't you securing those sidelines? Why don't they do this? What if this guy jumps out of the stands? I mean,
well, then he's if he jumps out of the stands, he's done. That's the NFL's made it very clear. If you jump onto the field to play, the players are not responsible for their actions. That guy's not going to last long.
Yeah, but you saw the film. You saw there was no security, right?
Correct.
Zero.
No, it was horrible, and we know this guy's this is a repeat offender.
I mean, DK's a lunatic, but these football players, when they're about to play football, when they're in a game, they lose it. They're mind. They just lose it.
They have to.
One thing will trigger these guys. That guy triggered him for some weird reason, but there is no security to say, hey, stop. You can't go. Stop. And like I said, the NFL should apologize too, saying,
but meanwhile,
we need
every time I'm at a game, I always see the guys that are standing there with their backs to the field looking up in the stands. Where were those people?
I know.
They always have those people at AccuSure. I always see those guys with their backs to the field of play looking up in the stands, making sure that kind of stuff doesn't happen.
That should never have happened. And one thing, too, I've watched these clips before the games. And I know old school 70s, 90s, all those years, families weren't allowed on the field. They got to stop this.
Yeah.
They got to say, you come on the field after the game, you can talk to your wife, girlfriend, your kids, whatever. No more of these celebrities on the sideline. No more of these families on the sideline. They got to stop this stuff.
Well, and the reason that the suspension was upheld is because Goodell had to send the message that this has to stop. That part they got right.
but he didn't get his part right where there's no security.
Correct. And that has to be part of his plan to change it.
Yeah, exactly. Just like I said, next time something bad's really going to happen.
Well, you know, ask Monica Seles if something bad can happen from a fan.
Yeah, and I don't think they even addressed that issue. They should have said, you know what, DK went crazy, but these guys are all a little crazy when they're about to play.
They are.
And there is no, and yeah, because you played sports, you know what it is.
Man.
You're in a zone.
And
you're in a zone.
I also know, and the reason I don't own a gun and the reason that I, you know, don't have weapons is I'm hot-tempered, man. If someone does something very offensive toward me, I may lose it. So I have to be careful myself. And those guys are—they're type A beyond. I mean, they're type A and then some, and they're all hyped up for a game. Yeah, I mean, it's just such a shame that he allowed himself to let that clown get into his head. That's the sad part.
Did this guy see anything on social media? Did he direct message him? Like, no one knows the whole story yet.
Correct.
No one knows this story.
Well, except for the fact that he did it, you know, last year when he was a Seahawk. I mean, the same thing happened with the same guy.
Yeah, if I was the NFL, I said, look, I'm giving you one game. I'm gonna fine you because we don't know the true story right now, and I know this was bad, but we're to blame too. Everybody's to blame in the situation. But two games. Look, I mean, I'm not gonna mention the name. They gave somebody four games for raping a woman, raping somebody twice.
I know.
So you're gonna give this guy two games for this incident? This is such BS.
Yeah, it was a bad look for everybody. I don't think anyone comes out looking very good in this thing.
I'll let you go. Thanks.
All right, Greg. Merry Christmas. Yeah. It's just not a good look for anybody, unfortunately. But you know what? The Steelers are in a great situation. They're in great position. This better not be the reason or the excuse that they don't finish the deal. They need to clinch the division. They need to win a playoff game. And then all is well in Steeler world. All right. Fan weather. It's brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, mostly cloudy. We're going to get up to 42 degrees, so that's a little chilly out there. But for Christmas Eve day, it ain't too bad. Paul Alexander in for the guys on the Fan Morning Show. Charles Borges is on the other side. He'll have an update. And then we have hour number two to roll into. We can certainly talk about are the Pirates trending in the right direction? Did Christmas come early for Bucco fans? We'll talk about that. We can continue to talk Steeler football. Anything else that's on your mind right here at 412-928-9370 on the Fan Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.